This is a spoiler-filled review of Zootopia, starring a bunch of famous folks. I'm only going to go with a few of them. First one is Jason Bateman. Then you have Idris Elba. Then you have Tommy Chung, J.K. Simmons, Octavia Spencer, and Alan Tudyk. I probably said his last name, with the appearance by Shakira. So, if you haven't watched this movie, then you should definitely put this on pause. Don't listen to the rest of this, because I'm telling you right now, I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So, the synopsis is as follows. So, I'm supported by IMDb. So, in a city of anthropomorphic animals, a fugitive con artist, Fox, and a rookie bunny cop must work together to uncover a conspiracy. Sorry for messing all up. I'm very tired right now. So, yeah. So, the synopsis definitely fits the movie quite well. So, when you first watch this movie, there's a whole lot of feels going on. It's definitely a Disney movie, true and true. You have Judy Hopps. Her character is a character that has had a hard time as a child, but she always wanted to reach for the gold. It feels like they really wanted to push behind this character quite well. And she's a very likable character. She's very upbeat. She's very happy. She's going for gold. She's definitely trying to do the best she can do in this life. So her thoughts about being a cop, especially a bunny cop, was one that's being laughed at by everybody. Even her parents was like, nope, you're not going to be a bunny cop. There's never been a bunny cop. You're definitely not going to ever do it. But she does do it through determination and never giving up. So she eventually becomes a cop. So it's kind of cool to see her character there. Then you have Jason Bateman's character, which is Nick Wilde. And his character is definitely a con artist. He cons even Judy Hopps for a bit. And then eventually he warms up to her. But his con is definitely awesome. He melts down and gets these icicles and makes lollipops and he makes money that way. It's a crazy kind of thing. His con's on point. But through and through, Jason Bateman was born to play his character. I can't say born to play his character. His voice is perfect, though. Just the animation with this Nick Wilde character, it's like a perfect voice. I can't imagine anyone else being the Fox character and sounding as well as Jason Bateman. He did an amazing job voice acting wise. This character was such a fleshed out character. It definitely worked out well, and I'm glad they got him to play it. The chief, which was Idris Elba, he felt very, very one toned. To be honest, it was this angry chief in the police academy. Oh, do this and do that, and no, you're not getting this, and no, you're not getting that. So it felt like he was just the hard ass through the whole movie, which is okay, I guess. The next character that's mad cool was the slob character, which is Flash. His character is hilarious. He's in this movie quite a bit, and he brings quite a bit of laughs in here as well, just because there's many scenes where he pops up, like the scene where there's a fast car that blows by them, and they eventually stop the car. It's like, come on, you can't be. Sloth is right behind the wheel. Flash, wow, you're in a fast car, but you're a sloth. It's kind of hilarious seeing the whole thing expire. Whole thing pop up there, so it's kind of cool to see that. Then the whole DMV scene. That scene was quite hilarious. There's a few jokes they took out, but the jokes they kept in was funny enough where it's like, yeah, this character's awesome. Even that one, Nick Wilde's character even cons Judy Hopps a little bit. Let me go back. Judy Hopps has 48 hours to figure out why these animals are going feral and savage. So she cons, or really blackmails, Nick Wilde's character to help her. And he's basically like, oh, if you give me the 48 hours, I get my pen back. Because she ends up recording his voice of something that's very embarrassing for him to say. So it's kind of cool that he wanted to con her back to get the pen. But eventually they do tag team together and actually go through the whole movie. So it's kind of cool seeing all those characters mix up together. You see that J.K. Simmons' mayor's character, he's really like the top dog. And then when they find out that he's been hiding all the feral savage characters, he goes to jail, and you think the movie's over, but it's not over at all. The plot behind that is a secretary for J.K. Simmons' character, the mayor, she's actually the main mastermind. And even the mayor doesn't even know this. So it's kind of crazy to see that she's been pulling his strings a little bit and causing things to happen for him that he didn't know, and that no one noticed anything with her. She's like the one character you didn't pay attention to too much. And it's like, it's crazy to see that she was actually the main villain. So it was kind of cool to see that. Even her people that helped her, the Rams, they felt like a episode of Breaking Bad. Even the names are the same, Walter and Jesse. So it's kind of cool to see that happen. There's a whole lot of very meta humor that's in there, and some semi-adult-like conversations. But all in all, this movie was definitely fun. I would say go spend a regular ticket price. I'm not sure about the 3D, though, because it could get pricey with that. But you could say get more than just a matinee, because this is definitely a movie you should go see. It has a lot of heart, a lot of stories about never giving up and going for your dreams, even if someone tells you that you would never make it. So it's definitely true to the Disney feel. So yeah, that's my review of Zootopia. Let me know if you liked it or didn't like it. Give your comments down below, and definitely follow me on the social medias, which is Instagram and Twitter at DwightAntC. Again, that's DwightAntC. One more time, that's DwightAntC. And yep, that's it. I'm out.